Oil prices continue to drop, affecting economies and industries across the world, and Colorado is no different. Pete Malonis is the Minerals Director with the Colorado State Land Board, a division of the DNR that issues leases to oil and gas companies.
Yeah, it's still a bit up in the air, I think. This all happened so fast. We've gone from $85 a barrel in average price last year, and in the first part of this fiscal year, down to about half that amount. So certainly that's going to have a pretty significant effect on our revenues.
The state earns royalties from the amount of oil extracted from their lands. Last year, they made about $78 million. That money gets used by the government for a few different things, but mostly it goes towards school funding. Revenue in the near future is a little uncertain. Malonis thinks that this current fiscal year should be okay.
Since we had such a positive first 5 or 6 months of the fiscal year, I think our projections for revenue will not be that far off. What I'd be more concerned about is the next full fiscal year. I'm not sure what you know about the horizontal Niobrara drilling, but these wells have pretty steep declines, up to, say, 80% production volume decline in the first year.
So not only would the state be making less money off the oil produced, but production may slow down. A key part of that is that percentage that he just said, 80% production decline in the first year. That means if you get, say, 100 gallons of oil from a well in the first year of drilling, the next year you'll only get 20. The year after that, only 10. So the first year is crucial to making the drilling profitable. It's not exactly incentivizing if you're selling at half price that first boom year. There's also the issue of what's left.
We've been so busy over the last 2 or 3 years with our auction activity. We have leased much of the most sought-after land already. So it's probably a combination of the decreased oil price and the lack of available tracts that would probably affect our auction, probably a combination of both.
No one knows the future, but if the price of oil stays at these lows, Malonis thinks that it will definitely affect the industry, as well as future royalties and the Colorado state budget. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.